This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So we have a pretty serious dilemma on the phone here today, and I'm just going to go ahead and jump. I'm going to fast forward to the end.
Ooh.
You're going to say something like, butt out, ride the line.
Mind your own business.
Something in that. But we've got a woman who's witnessed something that involves her parents, and she's kind of caught in the middle of something here. Deanna?
Yay.
What's happening?
Well, before I drop the bomb, I want to give you a little bit of backstory. So my parents have been married for like 35 years. And my siblings and I don't know the best way to describe it. I mean, it's not necessarily a sham, but it's like a little bit more of a business relationship rather than a marriage. Like, they haven't argued in front of us. They're not really openly disrespectful to one another.
Okay.
But it just kind of is one of those relationships that looks good on the outside, but it's kind of fake, I guess you could say.
Oh.
You know that it's fake? I mean, you just sense that it's fake?
That's just the way that it feels. Like, we're much closer to my mom. My dad's kind of distant. Like, it just, something's off. And as you get older, you kind of recognize that stuff.
Okay.
So, anyways, I'm out to dinner with a couple of my friends, and I see my dad having dinner with another woman.
Ooh.
And even though I kind of, like, already, I don't know, sense that my parents' relationship isn't what a marriage should be, I don't know. I am in shock, you know, and I don't want to meddle in my parents' marriage, but I don't feel like I can know this information and not tell my mom. I feel like she deserves to know. She deserves better.
Wait. So you have,
like,
dinner with your...
Should I tell her?
Well, so you're having dinner with your friends, and you're staring at your dad the entire time, right? He's dining with this woman while you're...
Did he see you?
Yeah.
No, he didn't see me. I mean, I saw him sit down, and I was, like, looking at him. I was like, that looks like my dad, you know, from afar. And I was like, that's my dad. I went to the bathroom to, like, confirm. And this whole time he didn't see me, but I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, he said that he's supposed to be at a work event right now, like, with a ton of people at a corporate thing, and it's him and a woman together.
Now, so, I mean, can you, because, I mean, I've walked up on you, Steve, having dinner with a woman.
Okay.
That I know that you weren't, you're just friends.
Right.
How do you know that they're not just friends? They're not just two adults enjoying. Did it have any air of datiness on it?
Yeah.
Was he holding her hand? Was he feeding her?
Yes.
Like, what?
Ding, 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 holding hand. No feeding, but holding hand.
Oh, they were.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
They weren't sitting on the same, they weren't same side table. Okay, yeah.
All
right.
They weren't same side booth. They were at a table, but it was literally like the hands touch across, and they were like holding hands across from each other. So I was like, I mean, I was so shocked. Like, I told my friends, I was like, I'm sorry, I need a jet. So I saw maybe their interaction for a total of like 10, 15 minutes. It wasn't like a 2-hour dinner that I was spying on my dad.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you know, I witnessed this, and I don't know. I just don't know what to do. I don't know if this is something that I just need my parents' relationship to be what it is and know this about them, or if I need to tell my mom. I just feel super awkward and weird either direction.
Or confront dad first and then go to
yeah,
exactly. You're stuck in the middle.
You are.
Yeah.
But I mean, you've sort of known your whole life that things were off, so all this is
proof.
I know, but it just doesn't change it, you know? I mean, like, the pit in my stomach when I saw that happen, even knowing my parents' relationship since I was a baby,
of,
like, what it looked like, I was still like, what?
Does any part of you think your mom, I mean, do you think your mom's, God, I don't know how to say this without being insulting, but do you think your mom's stupid? Do you think, or do you think she's complicit? Do you think she knows? Does she turn, is it like kind of a don't ask, don't tell?
Right.
Do you think she's...
That I don't know. Like, that I don't know.
Okay.
Because there are relationships you get to a point where it's like, you know, you get to a point, Steve, you're an able-bodied man. You know how to clean your house, mm-hmm. but you just go, I'm going to pay for somebody to clean right. my house. And maybe right. your mom is like, I know how to have relations, but why don't you just go get it from, like, why don't you farm that part of our relationship out?
Yeah.
Do you, right? you go ahead and.
A lot of older couples.
Sort of. Yeah. yeah. I don't know if my cleaning analogy was all as good as I wanted it to be, but I'm just saying they might be at a place where it's like, we supply each other the basic needs. Like you said, they seem more like a sham. Like we're living together. We've built this life.
They're probably roommates now.
That.
Yeah. yeah.
And then when it comes to me getting a little action, but to be out in a restaurant and have you see it, then so could her
right.
friends.
Right.
So could his
right.
friends.
Yeah.
Like it seems like
there was a date.
Yeah.
Unless it's a coworker and she just lost her husband or something and he's consoling her.
I love what you're doing.
Patting her
yeah,
hand.
Yeah, grabbing her hand and saying, it's oh, it's okay. It's we're trying to find the positive in the...
I know. And I like hear where you're coming from in regard to my mom, but I also feel like... Then I feel sad for my mom.
Yes.
She's in that relationship that's kind of like, oh, we've invested 35 years. Might as well keep going. Like, then I'm heartbroken that, like, that's the mentality my mom had. So I don't know.
It's a you're definitely in a pickle here, and
yeah,
you have choices. You could say nothing. You
there
could.
It is. Snitches get stitches. Here comes Steve with the Deanna. What? Hang on for a second. We're gonna get you a jury here, or some people with some advice. So don't move. It's so far along in the marriage, like to be the reason. Like, would you want to break your parents up? Like when they're 40, 50 years, whatever it is. Like
at my age now, if I still had parents, I would look at them like they're a couple doing their thing. And just because I'm their blood and they have, and one of their, that doesn't mean I get to have my nose in their relationship business all the time. And if there was something going on in the relationship that affected the kids like me,
yeah.
I'm sure they would say something, but they haven't.
But in this case, she is closer to, like, if you're
she
closer to one, yeah. So it's tougher to not go.
I think it's none of her business. She's an adult. Her parents are an adult. That doesn't affect their relationship with her.
My argument to that every time is, although it changes for me that they're older, when I was cheated on, there were people who knew who didn't tell me. And that was awful for me because it was like, I just need the information to make a decision. If you go to her and go, Dad's cheating. And she goes, I know. Then it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Like, but if you, and then if you say he's cheating and her face melts off, I'm back to with you. Now it's like, you just destroyed her marriage, but you didn't. He did. You just told her.
Yeah. You were the messenger in that. And if she got it wrong, if his dad's not cheating and she goes to mom, yeah, I saw Dad cheating. Now there's all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause it's plausible that he was holding her hand because she just lost her husband. If he was going to go console a friend after losing the husband, why would you make up a lie about having a work event with a lot of people? Like
there's shadiness going on.
He's cheating, but
okay.
The next phase is, does Deanna Steve it? And a big part of me thinks you're like, there's more harm that comes from her telling than good.
Okay, I was going to ask, what's the upside? Besides knowing that you're being cheated, which is big. People want to know if they're being cheated on.
That's the only upside. Okay. His mom will be able to make an informed decision on her the next phase of her life. But at this point, they've been married this long. Their kids are grown and out of the house. Is she really going to bounce? What's she going to do? Go get an apartment? I mean, she can.
Right.
But.
Right.
It's a. I hate it when older men. I hope mom knows, because if he's just an older man trading up and getting a young, and it's like this woman is just
yep.
that. I don't know why that irritates me so bad.
Yeah.
All right. So Deanna needs to know, keep her mouth shut or let her mom know she's likely being cheated on. Jess?
Yai.
What do you think?
I personally, if it was my dad, would go to my dad and be like, hey, I saw you at dinner. Either you can go explain to mom what's going on, or I have to say it, but like give him a chance to kind of fess up on his own.
Give dad a chance, not an ultimatum.
But do you want to know, if this was your dad, would you want him to tell you? Would you say, like, tell me what, like, it's
none of your business.
Right. But it's like, tell me what I saw. Explain to me, but you're right. I'm your father. I don't have to tell you anything. I'm a grown man.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm just going
to
tell him.
I was the other woman, and like the daughter saw us, and she actually went to him and did this. And so Wow. I've actually been the other woman, and it worked out.
It did
work out.
Oh. I mean, I'm with him now, but I mean, it like they were able to separate like on a more like knowing basis of like what was going on. But she went up to him and was like, "I saw you with her," and he was like, "Okay, well, I'll go tell your mom," and that ended everything.
It was like the
match.
Yeah, he went to said squad.
No, he was going to have his cake and like, yeah. Well, good for you, Homerick. I mean, Jess.
Hey.
No, that's great perspective. Appreciate it. Damien.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I think she should actually not keep her mouth shut, but I think she should go to her dad and ask him. If it were me, I wouldn't want to ruin something that was like an don't ask, don't tell type situation. But instead of going to her mom and finding out if she knows that this is happening, I would go to her dad first and ask or tell him that she saw him having dinner with another woman, holding hands. So it was a more intimate dinner than just a friend.
Yep.
And find out what his answer is.
Okay.
But what if he lies and says, no, your mom and I have a open relationship?
Understanding.
So then you have to confirm?
But here's the deal, though. I have a feeling if he gets caught, it's going to be a very guilty response, which is not going to be, oh, you know what, by the way, this is how the marriage has been. But if he's relaxed about it, then, I mean, obviously it's not something that he's like, on the spot trying to come up with a quick answer to make it sound good.
Here's the thing that I, thank you for the call, Damien, that I don't understand. When you're having an affair, you go out to dinner?
In public?
What are you doing?
Right.
I thought affairs are in hotel rooms.
He wants to be caught.
It's sort of, right?
That's the only thing I can think
that
of.
That's like huevos, like, Karen.
Yay.
What do you think?
She should confront the father.
And just, we've had a couple of people say this, but what do you want to do to him? Like, give him the ultimatum, you tell, I tell, what do you do?
Well, we were in the same situation with our parents after 43 years, and my sister gave an ultimatum to either tell her mother or she was going to.
And did he tell?
So he did not. We got mail at my mom's house with somebody else's name on it.
Oof.
And she confronted him that way. So, and the other thing, I know we're all adults. And, you know, I was an adult when this happened. It still affects the family dynamic.
Absolutely.
On that, even one parent cheats on the other. So,
all right.
That's what I think.
Thank you for the call, Karen. Yeah. Rio.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What do you think?
I think that you definitely should tell your mother. And I had a personal experience, or rather, my mother had a personal experience. Last year, she got divorced from my stepfather at 58 years old.
Oof.
And they had kind of a very similar dynamic to their relationship, where they were kind of a partnership. But he was definitely never romantic, never shared her interests. They always kind of separated and went their own ways when they had free time. And I have watched my mother go from okay to amazing. There are still plenty of things that our parents can be involved in and find company, not even necessarily love. At this point, I know my mother's in a situation where if she doesn't find another husband, she's perfectly fine with that. But she's going out all the time, attending dance socials and being active and exerting herself more than she ever did when she was married.
Good for
her.
And
she's already looking 5 years younger.
Wow. So
Deanna should give her mom a chance to live. I mean, it's not fair. If he's doing this on the down low, he's happy. So
he's getting the winning end of everything. And she's the one that's sitting at home thinking that they have this great agreement or agreement that they need to be happy with.
To use your words, buddy, it's not a victimless crime. Thank you,
right.
Rio. I mean, regardless, Deanna, if you're still listening, you're confronting somebody. Steve's mind your own business doesn't work in this situation.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.